As Purdue University professor David Sanders walks through the West Lafayette campus, he shares some of the things he loves about the university.
We have Elliott Hall, of course.
That's why it's hard for Sanders to accept the university's acquisition of Kaplan. He says it showed a lack of respect for faculty from the beginning.
At that first meeting, there was stunned silence. There wasn't a single question because there were so many questions.
Sanders says he thinks more faculty should have been involved in Purdue's decision to buy the for-profit and turn it into a new online university. Purdue officials say they had to keep it quiet for a couple of reasons. For one, non-disclosures were signed during the deal-making process that prevented faculty from getting involved. But Sanders says that answer isn't satisfactory, and it's only one of the issues the faculty has with the Kaplan situation. They're concerned the mere association with Kaplan could damage the university's reputation.
I'll talk about University X. If University X has a basketball scandal, it affects how people regard it as an institution. It affects how people think about it academically.
Purdue will essentially acquire Kaplan's current students, faculty, and curriculum as part of the deal. The school, nicknamed New U, will offer its own separate diploma and degrees outside of Purdue. Senior Vice Provost for Teaching and Learning, Frank Dooley, says Purdue's reputation is important to everyone involved.
But we're confident that once people understand the quality of the work that is done at Kaplan, the quality of the people who work at Kaplan, they're going to say, they look a lot like the people who work at Purdue.
Purdue says the deal with Kaplan allows the university to fast-track a plan to increase education opportunities for adult learners. Scott Jenkins is the director of state policy for the Lumina Foundation and previously worked under current Purdue president Mitch Daniels. He says non-traditional college students who are older than 24 have different needs than traditional students. About 38% of students with additional family or financial obligations leave school within their first year.
You've got a proven technology platform of Kaplan. You've already got students enrolled. You've already dealt with issues around marketing. You've dealt with issues around financial aid. You've got a back office that's already ready to go.
The Indiana Commission for Higher Education has come under fire for its approval of the deal. But Commissioner Teresa Lubbers says the group spent a lot of time vetting the acquisition, and she feels they've done their due diligence.
We also had been convinced that, you know, we played out all the possible scenarios that if there was a shortfall, where would they go? We have been given the assurance from Purdue it would not come to state taxpayers, that there would be other sources if that would be the case.
The U.S. Department of Education also approved the deal. The Higher Learning Commission, which is the accrediting body, is the only group left that needs to sign off on it. Hundreds of faculty members are holding out hope that commission will say no. More than 300 Purdue faculty members signed on to a petition detailing their concerns before sending it to the commission. Sanders says he agrees with investing in online education and adult students, but says acquiring Kaplan doesn't open any new doors.
We are one of the top, you know, computer science departments in the country, engineering. This is what we do, right? We're world famous for this. And yet, we're taking over a second-rate, for-profit university in order to accomplish this task for us.
The Higher Learning Commission is expected to issue its final decision on the new university's accreditation in February. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.